This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Obviously coming in response to the stronger market prices that we're currently experiencing within the cotton market. And if you recall, in early February, the National Cotton Council put out our estimate, which was about 12.5 million acres. So the USDA estimate is a little bit larger than the NCC number, but I think the two are consistent because since the time of the NCC survey, we've seen cotton prices continue to strengthen as we've moved further into 2011. Now, assuming that you have normal abandonment and yields in line with recent trends, the USDA acreage number gives a potential crop size of roughly 19.5 million bales for this marketing year. But again, a lot of that is going to hinge on weather cooperating, particularly when you look at weather and current dry conditions that we see in parts of Texas. So there's still going to be some challenges as we move forward in the growing season.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They do have a slightly smaller use of cotton by the U.S. textile industry in 11 and 12 at 3.5 million bales. For the current marketing year, is 3.6 million bales. Likewise, they have a slightly lower export number out of the U.S. at 15 million bales, whereas this year's number is probably going to be somewhere between 15.5 to 15.8 million bales for the 2010 marketing year. That will allow, if those numbers bear out, U.S. stocks to increase a little bit as we go through the 11-12 marketing year, but still remain relatively tight based off of history. Historical standards.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If that comes about, then that provides a little bit more competition in the export market for U.S. cotton. So I think that will be a key one to watch, is whether or not we see that type of recovery in global production.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now, will that carry over into the 2011 marketing year? I think that's one of the issues to watch. USDA is calling for an expansion of mill use into the 2011 marketing year. They're at 120 million bales, up from about 116 million bales in 2010. So they do see the potential for some growth. Again, I think a lot of that will hinge on a world crop that's larger in 2011 than it was in 2010, as well as probably dependent on overall economic growth continuing to remain relatively strong as we go through 2011 as well.